Welcome to another episode of the How to Save the World podcast, where we take a deep dive into the academic research and behavioural science of what really gets people to take pro-environmental action and behaviour. I'm your host, Katie Patrick. I'm an environmental engineer and a behaviour designer based in Silicon Valley, California, and I'm the author of the book, How to Save the World, How to Make Changing the World the Greatest Game We've Ever Played. And what we're going to talk about today is this idea of pursuing geographic granularity with your climate and environmental work. Geographic granularity, what does that mean? That means making sure your ideas or your project or your startup or whatever it is you are doing really deeply focus on one particular geographic area. I mean, getting really granular, like a neighborhood, a block, a street, a park, a lake, maybe even a single tree, a school. Just pick one point of latitude and longitude or a little square and make sure you have completely mastered all of the layers of the community, of the government, of the different ordinances, of the laws, of the movements, of the people, of the influences, of everything that is going on in that geographic area. Master it and try to shift something. Try to shift whatever it is you want to shift. And the reason why I'm bringing this up and I'm doing this podcast is because I see people come up with really big, exciting visions. Everybody starts big and complicated with many branches and a big dream and a big idea that's quite often global or massive. And that's cool. Like, that's a great place to start. But inevitably, when we want to start making progress and we want to start really signing people up and getting funding and making stuff happen, we need to start niching down and working on actually showing evidence that we're able to make real change happen with real humans. And one thing that I see a lot of groups or startups kind of fall off the wagon in this space is not choosing a geographic area to focus on, thinking that you can just do it all on the internet. If you just build a following of people signing up or a lot of people on Instagram or followers or likes, or you can get clients or customers from sort of anywhere, you're not going to get that critical scale or that really deep understanding of how your community operates to be able to make real change happen. Honestly, all of the really inspiring, awesome examples of people that actually get shit done, that do really exciting things where you can be like, oh my God, you just like made that whole park with all those trees appear, or you changed that law and got all that plastic taken out, or you built that incredible eco development. I mean, these are all things that happen in geographies, very tight, small geographies. And by going really deep in a particular geographic area, you're able to really deeply network with the community, get to know who everybody is, get to know everybody who works in your local city's sustainability unit. Usually there's one, sometimes there's even 10 people that work there. Get to know who all the local businesses are, get to know the mayor, get to know the state-based legislation that affects the city, get to know the county and what the other surrounding cities are doing. Get to know the major business players, like who are the big property owners, who are the investors, who owns most of the land, who leads the churches, who leads the Rotary groups, who goes to the country club and who owns the country club. Who's on the school board in the local schools, the PTAs, the school districts? Communities are full of people who are connected in their communities, who are trying to make stuff happen. And once you learn that landscape, you'll actually be able to come up with much more granular and much more useful tools that can really, really help people. I've been doing this in my local area in Silicon Valley, like really, really trying to get to know people, getting involved where I can. And you can even do this in LinkedIn, is actually search by people and search by keyword and actually put in the suburb in which you live. And it's quite a remarkable tool. It will show you, if you type in a word like zero waste or recycling or sustainability or climate or environmental, all these kind of keywords that we have, carbon, and then you put in your suburb, it will show everybody on LinkedIn who has that in their job title. And it's amazing what type of community that you can develop just by doing that alone. And the whole idea of this, the whole purpose of taking this really deep dive into a particular geo region is that you really want to master actually making change happen. A lot of people work on stuff like big concepts, games, platforms, communities, conferences, festivals, books, art projects that are really awesome, but they do not have any evidence at the end of the day to show, or maybe just a little bit of evidence, that they've actually made like real change happen. Like they've gotten real CO2 out, real trees planted, real ecosystems regenerated, because that's ultimately what we want. They've kind of become these like content awareness raising, community building entities, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. That's a great skill and a utility to have. But the idea is that it's ultimately got to lead to change. And if you are spreading yourself geographically across the whole world, which the internet allows us to do right now, you're not going to be getting into that deep problem solving that you get into when you actually know, you've actually read your local sustainability report, you know exactly who does what, you know everybody in your community, and you're able to see, this is where we need to push on to actually make the change happen. And that's not an easy thing to do. You have to be really focused. There's a lot to learn. It can even take years to learn, but that's the way. That's the way you unlock the machine. And it's something I've been taking very seriously recently to really map out my own local community. And I mean really, really local, like just in the city of Mountain View, and really understanding how the machine works and where I can put some pressure on to really start to see something happen. It's a far more effective strategy than spreading yourself all over the place with vague missions and vague actions and just lots of very sort of generic sustainability orientated stuff. So you become another sort of content community type of thing that, and you really just can't look back on the last 10 years and say, I may in the real world X, Y, and Z happen. And there are really only two types of granularity that you really want to go for with your data that you use to try and change, which is geographic granularity and temporal granularity. That's time. You've got the latitude and longitude of where you get it from, and you've got basically the time sequences. Can you get it real time, daily, monthly? And if you just get those two things together, if you can get some data that's fairly recent in terms of time that regularly updates, and you can really, really hone in like on a block, on a group of people, or maybe just on a school, that's where you will dive into your power. That's where you will unlock the true innovations and the true ideas. So I don't want to keep getting messages on like, Katie, we made a new like green Instagram, like people can share like green tips. And I'm like, oh my God, not again. Like, we don't need to copy all these other things that people on the internet are doing. We need to be out there with real people, real buildings, real trees, doing real stuff. So have a think about how you can focus in and go much deeper within 3 kilometers, a mile from where you're sitting right now, if you're at home, and make sure no stone is unturned and you've thoroughly, thoroughly groomed through it. That's where you will open up your real power. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest in environmental psychology and climate action design. If you love this episode, please send me a screen grab, send me a message on Instagram. I'm at Katie Patrick Hello. Share it with your friends. I'm also on Twitter and LinkedIn if you want to send me a connection request and a message. I always love to hear from you. And keep on doing the amazing work you're doing, making the world a better place and getting better at it all the time. And I will see you next week for another episode.